In this age of technology, is there any room for growth of classic cars? You bet. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. Websites, email, digital communications. Some people believe the growth of technology will actually give collector car concerns greater visibility, and online media channels are helping to promote future growth of the classic car market. Check the license tags of Dream Cruisers when you're on Woodward this weekend, and you may notice a common theme. A lot of those plates are from Montana. They may not live in Montana, but the cars are registered there. It's all about taxes. There are no sales taxes in Montana, so according to Kiplinger's Personal Finance, somebody who has an exotic car, maybe one that's worth $500,000, can dodge sales tax on it. If the owner lives, for example, in New York, they're getting around a $41,000 tax bill on that vehicle. What can cruising car owners take away from all of this? When buying any vehicle, new or old, check the taxes and also the insurance before deciding if you can afford that set of wheels. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.